Welcome into Prep Sports Weekly Replay. My name is Eric Bookinger, and what a show we have for you this week. We are back. They said it would never happen, but we are back for season two. It's episode number 47, as we bring this to you every single week as part of our sports coverage for the New London Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspapers. I appreciate all of you who listened during season one, because without a season one, we probably won't be having a season two. So I appreciate all of you. If you're new here, if this is the first time you listen to the podcast, welcome. My name is Eric. What's up? We got a lot of fun stuff for you during the high school sports season. Basically, we'll be meeting with a lot of players and coaches after games and playing their interviews on here. And also, if there's anything interesting, like, say, a player signs to play in college, and we'll talk with them about that, what goes into their decision, and any other fun stuff that I think will be worth your while. And so it's August. We are back. And when it's August and when we are back, that means high school football season is getting close. So today we'll be getting our high school football preview. It's part one. We'll be meeting with the coaches from New London, Hortonville, and Clintonville. I also met with the players as well, so I'll be talking to them, or I'll be playing those interviews next week as part two of the high school football preview. And basically, this will be out every single week on WapakaNow.com, ClintonvilleTribuneGazette.com, and NewLondonPressStar.com every Saturday morning. You can also find us on, if you want to subscribe to the podcast on your phone, you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Go ahead and subscribe to Prep Sports Weekly Replay on any of those podcast apps. She'll go straight to your phone on Friday night. And we share them through social media every Saturday morning. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so plenty of ways to find out what we are doing. And should be a whole lot of fun, so I'm excited to get started. It's a few more things to get out of the way before we get started. So obviously we have the podcast every week. I hope you check that out. Also check out our website, newlondonpressstar.com or clintonvilletribunegazette.com. We'll have a lot of game stories with photos and video recaps on that as well. And so that was pretty exciting. We did that last year, and a lot of people enjoyed that, so hopefully you check that out. Also, there's a lot of stuff you cannot find online or on this podcast, so you should check out New London Press Star or Clintonville Tribune Gazette in the newspaper. Subscribe to either one of those. There's a lot of stuff you cannot find anywhere else. And also, one exciting thing we're doing this year, it's that different, we've never done this before, but we are going to be having a Facebook Live pregame show during sporting events. So basically, if I'm going to a football game, 1 hour before the game, we'll be starting this actually on Thursday, August 16th. I'll be going to the New London football game against O'Connell Falls. That game starts at 7 o'clock, so 1 hour before at 6 o'clock, I'll be going live on the New London Press Star Facebook page, giving you a live pregame show, getting ready for the game, talking about whatever's going on in the high school sports season, a list of all the games, and you can interact as well. You can join the show as well by sending in your questions. If you want to ask me anything, if you want to send your predictions for the game or what you expect to happen, that would be great. It should be awesome. We'll give you more details on that throughout the next few weeks, promoting that as well. So August 16th, we'll be starting doing that, and should be a whole lot of fun as we begin that for the New London football season against O'Connell Falls. And just like last year, we are sponsored by Klein Automotive Clintonville. It's really, really real. Upfront market-based pricing assures you a great value. You can see their expanded inventory at KleinAuto.com. Klein, real people, real value. And if your company would like to be a podcast sponsor, make sure you reach out to us and we'll give you more details on that. But we start the podcast in New London, where we talked with Bulldogs head coach Mark Marsh. The Bulldogs went 6-3 last season, made it to the playoffs for the first time in a while. They lost a lot of seniors, so it's going to be tough to replace a lot of them. But I talked with him earlier on Thursday, and here's my interview with Mark Marsh, head coach of New London football.
First question, you're replacing a lot of seniors this year. How you expect to replace them going into the year?
Well, we're just looking for everyone to get out here and bust their butt every practice. We said there's no given spots. Everyone's got to work hard. Everything's open. And we're going to find the best players that we can play on offense, defense, and special teams. So kids have responded to that. They're working real hard. And we're off to a good start this year.
And how's this, obviously a few days in, how's it looking so far?
Pretty good. We're trying to get better each day that we get out here, cut down on our mental mistakes, get a little crisper with things. I really like the kids' attention to detail and their focus and effort, and pretty pleased. We're off to a good start, and we want to just keep on building as we go.
I was coming off a playoff season last year. What do you think that experience means going to this team this season?
I think it's huge. I think, number one, it got kids believing again in Bulldog football a little bit, so they're out here with a little more confidence. But having said that, too, that's last year, and it's over now. We're 0-0, just like every other team in the state. That's still going to be the goal to get there, but we're shelving last year now as great as it was, and now it's the new year of 2018.
And who are some players to watch, you think, going into this season?
I think the big one, obviously, is Mikhail Harn. He had good success at tailback last year, so he's returning this year. We got some guys up front in the line that are returning that have some experience. Jordan Van Evenhoven will be back as a senior. Max Martin played as a sophomore. We have Connor Kupernis that had a chance to play a little bit. So we're, you know, up front, we do have some guys that are back. We'll sprinkle in some young guys. In the secondary on defense, Brooks Griffin played last year. Miles Parker was at safety. Logan Losey was at safety. Backers were a little green. Up front, we have Brock Schlevy and Travis Kuhnke are really going to anchor our inside run. And Braden Fielding's a kid that really changed his body over the year, and he's going to be a good force on offense and defense.
And Tom, Mikhail Harn, what does he kind of bring to this team going into this season?
It's the big threat. Anytime you get the ball in his hands, you're hoping you got a shot, you know, that you're going to score. So he's explosive, he's fast, he's dynamic, he's tough. He's a true football player, so he's a real weapon. I'm glad we have him.
And who is playing quarterback this season?
Right now we have a competition between Miles Parker, he's a senior, and Tucker Cole, who's a junior. So each guy brings a little something different to the table, so they're still duking it out and sharing reps, and competition's good. So we're going to find out who's there, and we'll go from there.
Obviously, just a few days in, but what are some of the strengths and weaknesses you see for your team going in?
I think right now our rushing attack is looking pretty good. Like I said, we have some guys with some experience and some size up front. Mikhail's running the ball real well. I failed to mention Kendall Liebel before at fullback, but he's a great threat out of the backfield at catching and doing a great job of blocking. So I think our biggest thing right now is our running game.
And then team goals, we kind of set yourself this year?
We haven't sat down yet. We like to kind of let this first week go and sort things out, and then we'll sit down, set some individual goals and team goals. Obviously, I think every team in the state, their goal always right away is to make the playoffs, and that's where we're going to start right there. And, it can be lofty, some may think, and some may not, but that's our goal, and we want to have more games than the nine that we're given.
And what do you think would make for a successful season for New London football this year?
Successful season is guys out here having a great experience. We want them to enjoy the camaraderie. That's number one. They're here to play football and have fun. Number two, we want to put a good product on the field and be competitive. We want to be successful. We want to win. And we want everyone to have a good taste in their mouth and be good representatives of the community.
And why should people come to watch New London football this fall?
We got a lot of kids that have a passion for football. They're going to fly around. They're going to play hard. We have five games at home, so that's pretty exciting. So we have more at home than we do on the road. And I think we're going to be very competitive and have a good season. Another side note, we got new unis this year. So we're pretty sharp out there. Kids are jacked about that and can't wait to wear those as well.
Thanks to Mark Marsh for spending a few minutes with me to preview the New London football season. But next we head to Clintonville for the Truckers. Tom Burkhalter is in his first year as the head coach at Clintonville football. He was an assistant last year in his first year at the program, and he has moved up to a head coach as they had a co-head coach situation last year where it was just an interim basis. But he is there. He's there full time. The Truckers went 2-7 last season, end of the year on a two-game winning streak, so ended on a high note. But here is Clintonville football coach Tom Burkhalter.
First question, just what are you looking forward to in your first year as head coach here?
Establishing a foundation for the future. That's really what we're trying to do. We understand that we're here for the long term, so it's not going to be overnight. We're going to be, undefeated state champs. We understand that. So we're gonna work every day, get better every day, definitely be more competitive in the conference and move on from there.
A few days in, so our practice, how things been looking so far?
Very, very crisp. Yep, I would say. We've got a lot of high energy, a lot more competition this year, and so that's definitely challenging some kids that maybe previously wouldn't have had to be challenged or wouldn't have had that opportunity.
Yep.
And so now getting better each and every day.
And who are some of the players to watch, you think, going into this season?
I think obviously the there are a couple that stood out last year. Hunter Lorengo was second team all conference at inside linebacker. Instinctive player, going to continue to be that. We've also got the Yench boys in the both playing safety this year. They're physical players. On the offensive side of the ball, we've got Bailey Tate. He's going to be running back, and he had a good year last year. Didn't give him as many touches, but we're going to work on that this year. So, and then you know, as far as we've got a lot of upperclassmen along the offensive line, but not a ton of experience with that. But they're really stepping up, learning the new offense, and getting to be pretty darn good. So. Yeah, just you know, another one. Talon Strike is another one that's a senior, and has been bringing a lot of energy.
Do we know who's going to be a quarterback coming up this year?
We do not. We have a competition going on right now between you know, senior and a junior, and between Jared Cartwright and Sean Finger. Both of them are looking very, very good right now. Both really high quality kids and high quality leaders, and so it's a great problem to have. I'll put it that way. That. You know, we're right here right now, and they're competing, and they're working through the process. So, not ruling out either of them at all. So,
what are some, obviously just a few days in, but how, what are some of the strengths and weaknesses you think the team will have going into the year?
I think strengths, you know, defense. We got a lot of returners and a lot of good returning football players. I think we're going to be really strong up the middle, and we've got some. Some very, I would call them, you know, young potential playmakers along the outsides. And so that's really where I think our strength is in the interior of our defense. As far as, you know, the offensive side of the football, we're gonna try to run the football a little bit more. We're going to try to, you know, shorten games a little bit more. Obviously not completely flipping the switch, you know, but, you know, I don't think you'll see, you know, 40, 45. 39 pass attempts, you know. That's not really who I am as a coach, so you see much more balanced attack.
And team goals, you guys said anything yet for this year?
You know, it really is just getting better each and every day. It really is. We're not going to put a number on it. We also don't have any excuses, but, you know, our conference is tough. And so when we're looking at getting beat by the scores we got beat by last year, we're not saying, hey, we're going to go undefeated in conference. We're going to win 5 games. You know, we're not saying that. What we're saying is we're going to get better each and every day, and we will be more competitive.
What do you think would make this a successful season for Clintonville football?
If every kid has an experience that they remember in a positive way, we won.
And why should people come out and watch Clintonville football this fall?
It's going to be fun. It's a great experience, especially our home games, but in our away games, we're a physical team. I think you can ask every team that we played last year. It's not that we don't hit. We hit. We're missing a couple pieces last year that we have found. And so it's going to be much, much more competitive.
Okay, is there anything else you wanted to add?
Go Truckers.
And before we go back to New London for our Team of the Week segment, we go to Hortonville, where the Polar Bears are coming off a 4-5 record last season. A bit of a disappointment for them. They're planning on going to the playoffs. They had been to the playoffs several years in a row. They didn't make it last season, so they're hoping to get back there this year. They finished 4-5 last season, but they're coming back. And they got a brand new stadium. It's pretty awesome. I was there on Friday. It looks pretty sharp and should be a whole lot of fun. They start their season on Friday, August 17th. Against Appleton West, and they're having a big celebration for that to get their new stadium underway. So it's going to be pretty awesome. New turf field. I was there on Friday, as I said, so it was pretty cool. But here is Hortonville football head coach Tom Colasso.
First question, you guys missed the playoffs the first time in a long time last year. What do you guys need to do to get back there this year?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time since last season ended trying to first sit and say, okay, what happened? You know, what was different last year? You know, how do we fix it? You know, identify the problem. What are we doing differently? And then when we did that, you know, I feel good about our plan coming into this year and where we are with things right now. And I think the big thing for us right now is last year was last year. The kids don't want to keep hearing about, you know, we didn't have the kind of season we expected last year. So right now everything's just back to what's made us successful from the beginning here. You know, going back to kind of what we've always done, re-identifying those things. And then the wins and the playoffs will all take care of itself. So right now it's just a rep-to-rep, day-to-day process improvement. We're not talking about our opponents or anything else for the playoffs. We're just coming out here trying to figure out who's going to be where, guys competing for positions, and then collectively, you know, getting better every day with what we're doing, offense, defense, special teams. So, you know, it's... You miss the playoffs, you feel bad about that, you know, you think, oh, we got to make all these changes. We're not changing, we're just getting better at these little things that we always used to, you know, be really good at, and we're just recommitting to those things.
obviously a couple days into practice, how do you think the teams are looking so far?
Really good, really happy. Obviously a lot of work to do yet, but really happy. Had a couple really good offensive sets today. I think we're ahead of the game from where we've been in years past. Smart guys, some good senior leadership. We got a lot of guys. One of the positives of last year is there were a lot of underclassmen that got playing time at different times. So we've got a pretty good base already coming in this year with guys with some experience, guys who know what we're doing, offense, defense, special teams. So positive first 3 days so far.
And who are some players to watch kind of going into this season?
Yeah, offensively, I think we've got some playmakers in the skill positions. You've got Geezy at the wide receiver. You've got Jaquan Owens at the other receiver. Jose Concepcion and Dylan Schmidt in the backfield, both of whom got significant time back there last year. Jose was doing really well at the tail end of the season last year. You've got Gage Payne, kind of an H-back type role. He's had a great offseason. He looks really good right now. And then Kyle Allen got a couple starts as a sophomore last year. Had a great offseason. Looks good right now. He's the guy at the quarterback position. It's not a competition or anything. He's the guy at the quarterback position right now. He's doing a nice job.
And you talk about Josh Geezy, what he kind of brings to this team going into the year?
Yeah, the first thing with Josh is he's just a great kid. He's a great leader. That's another part of moving out of last year. You know, we need guys that we can trust, the guys that aren't going to suddenly be ineligible because they've made bad decisions, guys that will be good leaders in the locker room and in the school and in the community. And Josh is that kid in every sense of that. And then out here, he's a great athlete. He's a track guy, he can run, jump. He's a much better route runner in the last couple years. And he's a leader out here. He's one of our captains. He's doing a great job with the leadership stuff. So we're leaning on him in a lot of different ways this year.
And then just some of the strengths and weaknesses going into the year?
Yeah. The offensive and defensive line, I think a lot of people are always in this spot, seeing how that comes together. You know, you always wish you had bigger guys or more bigger guys, and you're trying to figure out, where that all fits. Not a ton of experience in our O&D line. We played a lot of seniors last year. So it's exciting right now, watching guys step into those spots, watching the young guys develop, but seeing how that comes together. Defensively, I think we have some very good safeties. Luke Diedrich, Jackson Weister, Dylan Schmidt will be on that side of the ball as well. I'm excited with them. We got some corners. We got some battles going at the corner spot right now. But I think the O&D line is going to be what's ultimately going to determine how far we go, how those positions develop, and how that all fits together.
Did you guys set any team goals going into the season yet?
Yeah, we actually, we've been talking about it. We sent the kids into a room and said, if we could write a script of what we wanted out of this season, what would it be? And we're going to sit and we're going to write that out. And then the second part of that is, what steps do we have to take to make that a reality? Because the coaches then are going to hold you to it. And our kids are putting the finishing touches on that today. And then that's something we're going to put up. You know, everybody, you know, it's always, okay, let's qualify for the playoffs. Let's compete for a conference championship. Let's make a playoff run. For us right now, the whole focus is just on what are we doing every day so that takes care of itself and we can actually make that a reality. So that's more of our focus right now.
And what would you say would kind of make a successful season, in your opinion, going into the year?
You know, when we first came here to Hortonville, it all came down to we want to put a football team out on the field and have a football team in the school and the community that everybody can be proud of. A team that plays hard, a team that plays together. You know, you get judged by wins and losses at the end of the day, but I want to have a team that plays up to its potential. I think that was the most disappointing thing about last year. We had a good team last year, and for a bunch of different reasons, we just didn't play up to our potential. So getting the most out of this team, and if that ends up being 6 wins, if that ends up being 10 wins, you know, feeling at the end of the year to look and say, we did everything we could with what we had this year, and that'll be a successful season. And hopefully, that means a lot of wins and those things we talked about.
And the Sawmill community, what should people come out to watch for football this fall?
Yeah, this is an important year as Hortonville football has ever had, because we're looking to bounce back here, and we're looking to come out and show people what we're about, and that we've moved on from last year. We're going to be a team that works hard. We're going to be a team that plays together, and hopefully we're a team that has a lot of fun in the process. But at the end of the day, this is still supposed to be fun out here. We take it serious, and we talk about winning and everything else, but you're going to come see a team really compete hard, have fun together, play together. We've got a great facility now that we can be proud of. A lot of people in the community and our school have stepped up, and I think we feel a little bit of a responsibility to put a quality product out there and do our end now on the football side of things.
Yeah, how excited are the players for this new field coming up?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. We've had every practice out here so far because the other sports haven't started yet. It's awesome. You can see it the first time they walked out here and walked around. Turf is beautiful. Just being out here on the surface and, you know, not dealing with, you know, it rained the other day. We came out here and, you know, we had no issues. It rained, you know, and we could still practice where that would have been a, you know, wrecked our practice field. Everything got all muddy. It's so nice in that way, and we're just waiting for our first chance to, you know, get another team in here.
Realize that probably wasn't the best audio quality experience you've had in your life, but obviously a lot of wind, some construction going on in the background, so I apologize for that. But we'll get better next week. It's all about improving here in the podcast. But we finish off with New London Football as our team of the week. Met with them on Thursday, went fantastically well, had a lot of fun. Here is New London Football as our team of the week.
And we're here with New London Football as our team of the week. We asked five athletes five questions. Here with Kendall Liebel. Bucket list item, what's one thing you want to do before you die?
Before I die? Like skydive.
Skydiving. That's pretty much everyone said when asked that question. What is your favorite food?
Favorite food? Say probably bacon. I like bacon.
Yeah. What do you eat before games?
Before games, protein shake, apple.
No bacon before games?
No.
Okay. What is your best football memory?
What? All right, well, I'd have to say when I trucked this guy and Mikhail scored.
Fantastic. Who is your favorite teacher at New London High School?
I'd say Mr. Foos.
Why is he your favorite?
Because he's cooler than the rest of them.
Okay. Fair enough. What are your plans after high school?
I'd like to start my own business.
What kind of business are you going to get into?
Like a cabinet making business, you know, woodworking and stuff.
Next up here with Mikhail Harn. This first question comes from Garrett Losey on Twitter. He asks, how excited is he for Travis Scott's new album, Astroworld?
Tonight at 12 o'clock, nothing but smiles today, even on this cloudy day. I am so happy for it. You don't even know.
Oh, everyone
I ordered a $105 sweatshirt from his website last night.
Fantastic.
That's how excited.
That is excited. What is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie, either The Longest Yard or Grown Ups.
Anybody on the team, who would you pick to win a fight?
Travis Kuhnke. Travis Kuhnke.
Why is that?
Well, he'll beat you because he'll probably go down in a wrestling stance and then bring you down to the ground, but that's how he'll do it.
Who is your favorite teacher at New London High School?
I'd have to say Brian Yerke.
Why is he your favorite?
I don't know. He helps me out with a lot of stuff in school, and it's pretty cool.
And then what are your plans after high school?
I want to be a physical trainer, train athletes and stuff like that.
Next up here with Vincent Winkler. This is from Jason Sanderfoot on Instagram. He said, ask what he got on his AP physics exam.
I don't want to talk about
that. Okay. Next question. Sorry, asked. Favorite athlete?
On the spot.
Yep.
I just got to go with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers.
It's easy. Who is the funniest teammate on New London Football?
Funniest teammate? Travis Kuhnke.
Oh, my goodness. He's there for everything. What does he do that's funny?
He's one of those guys, he's just kind of, he doesn't try to be funny, but he's always very, sarcastic, and it's funny.
And who is your favorite teacher at New London High School?
Miss Thorne.
Why is she your favorite?
She's real chill.
Yeah. What are your plans after high school?
I plan on going to Madison to study chemical engineering.
Next up here with Jordan Van Evenhoven. This one comes from Matthew Pietro. Did I say his name? Matthew, okay. On Instagram, who has the biggest calf muscles on New London Football?
Probably me.
Okay. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
What is your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Why is Christmas your favorite?
I like to eat a lot.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to going into this season?
I want to really beat some people to the ground.
Yeah.
Make some enemies.
Okay. All right. Who is your favorite teacher at New London High School?
Mr. Lubinsky.
And why is he your favorite?
He's like a brother to me.
Awesome. And then what are your plans after high school?
I'm going to go to UW-Platteville for industrial engineering.
And we finish off with Justin Woolrobby. This one was sent in from Logan Losey on Twitter. Who is your favorite Pokemon?
Woolberry.
Okay, makes sense. What is your favorite TV show?
Ooh, it's called Flashpoint.
It's a law enforcement TV show.
Awesome. What's something we should know about head coach Mark Marsh? And he's not going to listen, so you can say whatever you want.
Well, he has a lot of stress with a lot of baseball players that are leaving, so it's going to be hard for him for the first game, maybe the second. Other than that, he's a very dedicated coach for our team.
Awesome. Then who is your favorite teacher at New London High School?
Miss Cable.
Why is she your favorite?
Because I like math, and she's a math teacher.
And plans after high school?
I plan on going to college for law enforcement to be part of a special tactics team.
Team of the Week is sponsored by Nicolet Coffee, fresh as the North Woods. Start your day with Nicolet. You can check them out online at nicoletcoffee.com. And before we close up shop here on first episode of Season 2, Episode 47, I want you to share this podcast on any of your social media sites. I appreciate that. On Twitter, Facebook, give us a like on Instagram. Do it all. Tell your friends, tell your family. Tell your doctor, tell your dentist, tell everyone you know that you should be listening to Prep Sports Weekly Replay every single week. So I appreciate that. Thank you for listening to another edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. I am Eric Bookinger, and I will talk to you next week.